Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Aaron Stewart back on the show. Aaron is the co-owner of blockchain recruiting platform job.com, J-O-B.com. And he's got some exciting news that his company's just doing great. I'm so happy to hear that. And it's fun to see people having a plan, working that plan, working their backsides off to make that plan happen and to see success. I've had the, from my perch over the last 21 and a half years, I've had the advantage of seeing a lot of that, and it's fun to see. Aaron Stewart, welcome back to the show, and congratulations on your great success.
Thank you very much, Jim. It's a real pleasure, and it's really lovely to be back. Thank you so much for having me again.
It's good to have you back. So blockchain recruitment, one of the things I want you to do today while you're with us is I want you to talk to us about how blockchain is affect how you built a platform based on blockchain and how you're helping your customers based on blockchain. But I also want to, at any opportunity we can, expand it a little bit, at least a little bit outside of your world to help people sort of, you know, become more comfortable with blockchain. I've been telling people about blockchain. My first mention of it was in 2016. I started writing about it, and in my predictions, I said, "Look, it's complicated, but you're going to have to you're going to be learning more, hearing more about this. You're going to have to learn about it." And it's become one of my soapboxes now. So that's one of the reasons why we're very much interested in what you're doing. I believe that blockchain is the next internet class disruptor that will make the internet look like not much of a disruptor. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a very complementary technology for the internet, and I think where everything's going these days, it's all gearing towards automation, you know. And what blockchain does for us as an automated staffing agency is it does exactly what I just said. We automate the staffing process. Whereas once upon a time, you would have rooms full of recruitment consultants and resources and people working, trying to place and find job seekers to put into jobs, blockchain acts complementary to artificial intelligence to completely automate that process. So without sounding too complex, we've used blockchain in three stages. So the first, sort of the crudest stage, was to create a small business, you know, terms of service contract automatically between us, the job seeker that went onto job.com, and the client that went on to job.com, and kept a smart contract record of that on what's called a private blockchain, or what's known as Hyperledger Fabric. That was our very first milestone towards using blockchain. And why does that matter? Well, instead of a client signing up to our site and then having to speak to someone to agree to our business terms, you can keep that track and record on just a small private Hyperledger Fabric blockchain, which kind of, you know, is the first small micro step towards further automation and removing human intervention. And when you remove human intervention, as we know, it does reduce the cost, hence why we're significantly cheaper than the nearest competitors that are starting.
But it also has to include something that people can have confidence in, something that people can trust.
Exactly, yeah.
And that's what the ledger does. The distributed ledger does that. And so when you enter into a contract like that, it's automated, how does that work? What does that look like? What does the interface look like?
So the interface just looks like you're using a normal website. Because it's like this example of, you know, you go to Google and you type in a search, you don't realize there's so much else going on in the background, and it's the same kind of thing with us. You just use and fill out the fields within the website on the interface, and then those particular fields are then populated into a smart contract between you, job seeker and us as job.com, so I'm saying you being the company, and then that creates that first stage automated contract, and it's the same as what you'd do if you were using a normal staffing agency, which is we have ownership over the job seeker we introduce you for 12 months. So if you decide to hire that person in the next 12 months, you will owe us a fee because we
and that is all managed by and executed by and compensated from the blockchain.
Exactly. 100%. Yeah.
See, this is the thing. This is what I'm trying to help you understand, folks. This and how it's going to hit you in the beginning, small business owners, especially B2B business owners. It's going to hit you in that your business customers, your larger customers, are going to start wanting to do business with you this way and requiring you to be able to, if you want to, answer an RFP. We're going to talk more with Aaron Stewart about blockchain and the workforce after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.